All right. Hey, fellas and ladies, good morning to each and every one of you. This is Selwyn Robbins, host Mandated Podcast. Let's talk about it. And before we get into this morning's word, I just want to say it's a blessing as always. And I pray that everyone has been doing well here in the second week of the new year. And honestly, it's a blink of an eye. To tell the truth, but nonetheless, hopefully this year does not necessarily zoom by and I miss anything, but I pray that whatever is on my plate, the responsibilities that both my wife and I have, we are able to handle those, and I trust that you want to do the same just as well, because you know, in this day and time, we can't afford to skip or shortchange ourselves. We have greatness in us, as Les Brown is so famously quoted for saying. We do have greatness in us, and I don't want your greatness or my greatness to not be used. Another thing that he says in there just as well is that the richest place on the earth is the grave. Why? Because people did not live up to their potential. People did not move forward in the very things that excited them. People did not move into the space of creating their future. So please don't let your dreams, don't let your goals and your visions go to the grave with you. Do something with it. All right. Hey, so what I wanted to talk about today is something I hadn't even thought about in a long time. And as I was praying this morning, the word that came to me was about spilling the seed, right? And this is a mature subject matter, so please take it as is. But it's a very important subject, though, so especially for young men. I definitely want them to hear this. I don't want to babysit this word, and I don't want you to run from it. But I do want to quickly speak about spilling the seed. And you may wonder, well, what does that mean to spill the seed? I don't have a garden, and nor do I have seeds. But if I had seeds, how is it that I'm going to spill it? Well, that analogy will play into this. And just say what it is, actually, this is the sperm, the semen from the man. And in my prayer, I was speaking that I didn't realize when I was young how important my seed was, nor was I taught how important my seed would become over time. And as many young men back in my day, my time, I'm not that old, but as I was growing up, you know, when you become sexually active, when your hormones start to kick in and you begin exploring sex, not intimacy, when you begin exploring sex with a young woman, you're not thinking about the consequences. You're thinking about pleasure. You're thinking about your senses. You're looking to please and get pleased, right? And that's another thing most of us are not taught about, is not being selfish when it comes to having sex and more intimacy. But nonetheless, as we begin to go into this other level of understanding our body, and we're now engaging in sex, the one thing, yes, we're taught about, probably from our friends, is making sure that you have protection, that you have a condom. By all means, yes, right? But when it comes to the act of spilling the seed, the thing is, we spill the seed over and over and over and over and over again, not thinking about the consequences that will become a residue in our life down the road. And this is what I mean. So as you're a young man engaging in sex, as you release your semen in the condom, you're releasing your seed. And what is a seed? What is your semen? What does it carry? It carries your DNA. It carries your blood. It carries your characteristics, your traits, honestly, your mannerisms, right? And for when we end up having children, you know, we tend to say, oh, he's taking after his father, or she's taking after her mother, or vice versa. And all of that is coming from the seed. However, we spill it or we waste it because we're not in, I was about to say not in a serious relationship. Let me correct myself. We spill it at times, whether or not we're in a serious relationship or not, because of the sensation, right? And when we're going through this, we're not thinking about what happens down the road. We know the possibility that if a condom breaks, yes, the young lady can get pregnant. That's another part of what I want to discuss in here. Yes, she can get pregnant. But now I am giving part of me to somebody that is not part of me, that I'm not joined with, that I'm not necessarily or was necessarily looking to have a long-term relationship with, right? And it's even more so detrimental if we're not protected and if we're not in a relationship with somebody that we're looking to have long-term commitment with, and that young lady becomes pregnant. I've just wasted my seed. I've wasted what God has given me. Let me read this. This is in Genesis 38, 8 through 10. I haven't read this particular passage in a long time. But it says, "Then Judah said to Onan, 'Go into your brother's wife and perform the duty of a brother-in-law to her and raise up offspring for your brother.'" And real quick, the Jewish tradition is that if one brother dies, his brother is to step into his place to take his brother's wife as his own wife. And they, of course, become a family, and he raises those children and other children to come just as well. Because she is now, because one aspect of it is that she is to be covered, she is to be protected because she is family. So that was the law back then. And it goes on to say, "But Onan knew that the offspring would not be his," right? Because in that, any child that was to come from that marriage would actually now be the heir to anything, have the inheritance, not the brother. "So whenever he went into his brother's wife, he would waste the semen on the ground." That he would waste his seed, his semen, on the ground. He would not let it stay in the woman. "So as not to give offspring to his brother. And what he did was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he was put to death." Now, of course, we don't operate that way today. We're not under that law. We've been redeemed by the law through Jesus Christ. But the act of spilling the semen, we act as Onan many times over in our life, is that we waste the seed. Fellas, I just want to say this from a sexual health standpoint. You know, they used to teach that subject in school. I don't know if they do it anymore or not, but hopefully somebody's getting the teaching. The reason we waste the seed is because we don't know the value of ourselves. We haven't been taught who we are. We haven't been raised up to understand we are more than just young men or men. We have to set the standard, or you guys listening to this need to set the standard for the times to come. And when you are engaging, or if you've already engaged in a sexual act or whatnot, please remember this. Your seed is very important. It is not to be wasted at all. If you had won, let me see, I believe the Lotto or the Mega Million is like $1 billion now or something like that. If you were the person to win that, would you give money to everybody that you saw? No. You would be very selective. Matter of fact, you probably won't even give it to some people in your own family, right? You become very selective because you understand how valuable $1 billion is to you. Now, of course, taxes come into all that and whatnot, but you get what I'm saying. You understand the value of a dollar, so you're not just going to give its value or your value away to just anybody. You're going to be pretty selective. So, barring the different relationships we have over time, that just tends to happen. We have various relationships. But when it comes to your heir, your son, and or your daughter, be careful where that seed is spilled. Is it on the ground, or is it with the one that you truly want to have a long life commitment with? I want to leave you with this. Anytime you spill the seed, whether it's on the ground or with a woman, there's a residue. One residue is that you live with regret. You wish at times that you just weren't intimate with that person. Another residue is a positive one, and that comes in the form of our children. This is the one we want. This is the one we want to be able to say, that's my son, that's my boy, that's my daughter right there. That's your seed. So guys, as I close this, my prayer is just that you become more cognizant and self-centered in this sense, selfish, and saying you are too precious to just give yourself away to anybody. They teach this to young women. They're valuable to where they don't just give themselves away to anybody. And we have to think of ourselves just the same way. We have to be taught that. Don't just give yourself to anybody. Stop. Restrain yourself. And work towards that commitment to Jesus Christ. All right, guys. Love you. And I'll be talking to you again.